Holidays, burnout, opt out, call out. Hi, and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, thank you.
The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field. I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree with me or not, at least I hope it makes you think. This week I talk about many things, including a new condition for which I coined the term holidays. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. First, before I begin the whole thing, I would like to express thanks to you readers and listeners. I was pleasantly surprised to see that Anchor/Spotify wrap-up was available. It was a lovely thought. At first, I couldn't figure out where the link took me. It seemed some kind of hybrid link. I'm not familiar with it, so was mildly confused. It was a lovely thought, and since it came on my actual Anchor account, I presume some kind of hybrid link. The specialized link sort of thing can be confusing to patrons and to their followers, so I thought it best to point out that it was a specialized link to avoid problems. I knew it must be legit since it came from my Anchor, and I went to the page without using a link anywhere in the write-ups. In other words, I went to the link cold without using links in the notice because it's always safer to find the actual page and make sure it's a legit site offering. I happily used it as a thank you to the followers, readers, listeners, family and friends, and the podcast companies that got the advertising. So right now I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Anchor, Spotify, and all of you, as I wouldn't have a podcast or a blog post without you. Thank you! This year, I've started seeing holiday posts already. I think I've gone into holidays mode. My definition of holidays, and it is spelled differently for those of you just listening to the podcast, I spell it H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E. So my definition of holidays is the feeling of being absolutely overwhelmed by holiday glitz and glamour when seen in juxtaposition to the realities one sees in the news and media. It becomes more salient, and there is a wide disparity in the world's events, and the season makes it more clearly defined. This is the mode where you look at the news and your social media timeline with all the attention-grabbing stuff right now going on in Twitter coming from the new owner. I'm sure he's a brilliant engineer. He's proven that. This does not necessarily translate into good with people or marketing. No one is good at everything. Then you also find yourself looking at the horrors going on in the world, and things feel surreal. You look at the issues going on in your own backyard. That's saying, since most Maritimers and Atlantic Canadians consider the whole area to be your own backyard, or at least I do. You see people dying in emergency rooms in the province next door. This article talks about one of the cases, and I have a link to it in my podcast write-up and in my blog post. Sadly, this is just one case out of more in the province in the past year, and two in the past few weeks alone. You see the thefts and murders going on in the world in general. You wonder just what is going on in the world with all the murders and intolerance. On Twitter, there are people pushing an agenda for unfettered freedom of speech. This might have some benefits, but it does not take into account the serious repercussions that could occur from allowing free rein to free speech that may target other people. It could result in violence targeting people of different races, religions, genders, or orientations. There has been at least one study that I could find quickly that addresses this very issue, and I have a link to it in my podcast write-up and in my blog post. They find that there was an increase in hate speech. They found that in some cases it resulted in an increase to real-world violence against immigrants in one area. I'm sure there are other viewpoints in other studies. I have long been a proponent of the definition of freedom of speech should include some element of responsibility of the speaker. So, on the basis of potential harm to our fellow human beings, I would be happier to see a little less of it. This concept of potential to harm others with unfettered freedom of speech brings us to the concept of evaluations for potential for harm or risk assessment. This means very similar things and is important to many different professions. The main point is, according to this wiki article, and I have a link to that in my podcast right up in my blog post, that one considers what potential impacts of a particular action are. Then one has to decide what level of risk is acceptable. This is dependent on different factors in different situations and on the situations themselves. Often when human lives could be put at risk, this takes first priority. For this reason, it is often important to consider what is actually known by research in the area. People who deal with risk assessment know that to make the wrong choice might result in violence against people. It could result in deaths. Toward this end, it makes it important to consider the actual impacts rather than the theoretical arguments. In other words, people potentially dying should be seen as more important than living in a theoretically perfect world. Sorry, it's not always easy, nor is it simple, and the world is anything but theoretically perfect. This is where people who live only by theory and words can run into trouble. There are real-life effects to be considered. So before jumping on that bandwagon in favor of unfettered freedom of speech, it's imperative to also find out what the potential consequences are to your fellow humans. The other factor that has my head going on holidays is, well, the holidays. Every year they start around Remembrance Day. I'm not particularly a fan of the holidays, and this is long-standing. I find there's a focus on attending office parties, and generally, at least when I was in the workforce, this was a prove your loyalty aspect. You were required to attend in a lot of cases. You were required to mingle in some form. It extends to shops playing the same tired music over and over. I sometimes think there should be some sort of award for any staff member still sane after a month or so of that. Then there is the long-standing feud of call it Christmas, no, call it the holidays. At a time of year where there are more holidays than just the Christian one, I have often felt that it would have been somewhat interesting to be exposed, even a little, to different ethnic holiday music, something new and different, some different traditions, but that seems to get screaming, fighting, and crying started, so often I just tune out. I wouldn't mind learning different things, but it appears I'm the weird one. It seems that many see that idea as a threat. Yeah, I'm weird. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-holiday, nor am I anti-Christmas. I'm rather ambivalent about the holidays in general. I always found that this particular season is so full of hype, and after enforced holiday Christmas party attendance, I became less enthusiastic about it. After being told I had to have a specific dress and a specific set of colors and that what I had bought was not appropriate, I just picked something in the closet that matched their color scheme. Part of the mingling included a seat chart. I'd wondered why we weren't dressed as nutcrackers and made to stand in a corner. Not everyone is a big celebration person. I found the least bad experience from a workplace was one that everyone was in a big room. There was some choice of food. You sat with whomever you chose. Even then, I found it difficult because the noise was high, but the meal was pleasant and no one enforced a dress code. I had no ability to pay attention to much and found it exhausting. But then I'm the type of person who had to wear earplugs in a concert to be able to hear it and did the same for going to movies. I didn't tend to enjoy going to movies and preferred the drive-in. Literally an outdoor theater where you either switched to a particular station that played the show or there was a box you put in the window and rolled up the window to reduce flies and other noise and it played the show. You watched the show on a big screen in front. Cars parked in rows and watched it. They still have some in small towns sometimes. So for those who are not suffering from the holidays, and those who aren't that big on holidays, be kind. We don't always fit in with the rest of the world in quite the same way as everyone else does. I think holidays should be a special category. I think some of us suffered early in the season, whereas some never do. I don't know if it's a philosophical dilemma or an ethical one. Maybe we're just a diverse group of individuals who want to see the world actually follow that old peace on earth and goodwill thing in a more tolerant way. Either way, we're different. We're looking for a better world, and I'm sure that there is still a possibility of finding or creating one. Whether you agree with me or not, I hope I made you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching, because we're always working on something. Thank you. The blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Spotify, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Smashwords, and you can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and my husband has a Facebook page. Thank you for reading or listening. Bye for now.